Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson.
Welcome to Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson fan podcast. The very first podcast dedicated to the original idol, Kelly Clarkson. Here are your hosts, Jeremy and Pam.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson fan podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And my name is Pam. And today we are here to do our first impressions, first reactions, first thoughts on Kelly Clarkson's brand new song, Favorite Kinda High. We had seen this at the Belasco show in LA, and Jeremy walked away from this being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I walked away like, oh, I think I liked it, but I don't, I liked it, but I don't remember much. And now I'm like, oh yeah, this is it. This is it.
Yeah, I was so excited when I saw that they were going to be putting this song out as an early release song from the album, and the album version lives up to the live version. And the great thing is that now everybody can see what we saw at the Belasco, because in addition to releasing the song itself, they also released the live footage from the Belasco when she performed this song for the first time. So we kind of have two different things that we get to talk about, and we're definitely going to do that. Before, though, we get to talking about Favorite Kind of High and our impressions, there was some other stuff that went on with Kelly on that same day of the release, and that is Homegirl decided to do a whole mess of social media lives.
Yes, so she was supposed to go on Facebook, and then they had glitches. And then she also went live on TikTok, on Instagram, and she did a Twitter Spaces. There was a lot of, and you would think that it would all be the same content. It wasn't. And that's the beauty of it. Because everyone, I'm sure there were slightly different audiences for each. So people would ask new things or say new things, and it sparked a new conversation.
Yeah.
So it was a blast.
Yeah, it was neat, because I've actually never sat in on a Twitter Space before.
Me neither.
I had no idea what to expect with that. It was actually kind of cool. It was kind of like sitting there being on the phone with her, only you knew good and well that there was like a million other people that were on the phone. It was like being on the phone with somebody and they kept getting text messages.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like the 2020, 2021 trend that I don't know if it exists anymore. It's like Clubhouse, like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
I was into that for like a bit.
That reminds me, I've got to delete that app off my phone.
I know, I definitely did. It's cool. It was a really cool concept. I liked it a lot. Can we just talk about the coolest thing that happened, though?
Yeah, we should probably talk first about we'll cover this one and get it out of the way, because there's not a ton to say about it, because we'll go in order of the things that she did. The first one she did was the TikTok Live, and Pam, this was absolutely unhinged.
Yeah, like, I love watching TikToks when I'm in bed and trying to just wasting an hour of my life, but this was a little chaotic.
Yeah.
And not on Kelly. This is just like TikTok's horrible platform. It's designed to make people just like go squirrel, you know, because like the chat goes so fast. Like, I watched on my phone. You watched on your computer, but on the phone, the chat goes so fast, you can't read anything. And then like there's all these weird like effects and people sending GIFs, and it takes up the whole screen. And I'm like, what am I watching?
Yeah. Some of the effects like take over, like it covers the chat so you can't read the chat at all. And Kelly is like ADD as it comes. So like she keeps getting stuff thrown on her face and whatnot. And she's like, oh, now I'm a cowboy. Hey. and like, so it was so like, it was so testing the patience of somebody who just wanted to get like interesting content out of her and have her talk about her new song, talk about what she's been doing. But instead, she's worried about like getting a sombrero thrown on her head or a mustache on her face. TikTok lives are so hard to watch. They're just, unless you've got like a serious crowd of people who genuinely want to hear what the person who is putting on the live wants to say. And then on top of that, I think it was the TikTok or the Instagram one where people kept trying to like join it. And
oh,
like,
that was TikTok. Yeah, they wanted to like co-host with her. I'm like, gosh.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know what this means, but I have to keep declining you. I'm sorry. She's like, oh, you are persistent. But God, just let her talk.
I know. Yeah.
But I mean, that's TikTok for you.
That's
so,
TikTok.
So that was TikTok. Then after that, she moved on over to Instagram. And the obvious that we're going to talk about aside, this one was actually the most interesting for me because I think she was able to give the most amount of really interesting information. And the great thing is that you can go back and rewatch this one. It's on her Instagram page. It's about 25 minutes long. But this one actually was packed with information, and we're going to dissect some of it. But let's just get to the elephant in the room that I'm just going to let Pam fangirl out and have her moment because this was pretty cool for me to watch.
Okay, so just to give you all some context, I don't remember what the question was, but I think someone was asking Kelly, like, what music are you listening to or who do you want to cover? I don't remember exactly what the question was, but she brought up the band Lucius. And I was logged in as the podcast account, and I just happened to comment on there saying, oh, yeah, it's like, you know, we know that Kelly's moving to New York in the next couple months, this summer at some point. So I just commented saying, oh, yeah, Lucius is going to be in New York City this summer. They're going on tour with Shaky Graves, like, awesome bill. I just happened to know this. So I commented, not really expecting anything, because you know the chat on Instagram goes by so fast. Like, it's also really hard to keep up with.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, I guess it was Weiss. I didn't know it was Weiss. I, like, should have said thank you. Weiss, if you're listening, thank you.
Yeah.
And he mentioned, like, oh, like, they're going on tour this summer. And then Kelly's like, what? When? He's like, I don't know, but Miss Into Podcast said that. And then Kelly's like, wait, is that Pam? Guys, I nearly, like, died. And, like, listen, I'm professional, except in the chat I wasn't. I was just like, oh, my God. Hi, Kelly.
I need to pull up the exact quote. And I think our friend Abby wrote it on Twitter because is that Pam? Pam is one of those.
One of those what? One of those what?
In fact, let's listen to the actual moment because this was worth everything. Here's the actual moment that that Pam is referencing in the Instagram live.
They're in New York this summer? When?
Miss Independent Podcast just said.
Is that Pam? Pam is one of those. Yeah. Weren't they at Belasco?
Yeah.
Yeah, they interviewed the band. I just heard of that. Might be seeing you. I love Lucius, yeah. And I was supposed to see them live here, but I was in New York with my family for the holidays and I ended up getting COVID. And the last day that I was, you know, they had made you wait for like 10 days or something. That was the second, which was their show. So I couldn't fly home and see it. Anyway, I got like 16 tickets. I was bringing so many people. I was so excited. Anyway, I did say Pam. Pam.
And Jeremy.
Oh, and Jeremy. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I just remember somebody seeing something. Somebody said that it was a happy birthday. She had a birthday recently, I feel like.
I think so.
Pam, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, yes, I'm very well aware Jeremy made a post for my birthday. Thank you again, by the way.
You're welcome.
And like, I also like posted on my personal accounts, but like, I'm not tagging Kelly anywhere.
Yeah.
Kelly doesn't follow me. So like, how the hell did she know that?
Maybe she does on her burner account.
Stop. Can you imagine she has like a little, like, you know, 3-follower account that she just uses to lurk?
I'm telling you, it's entirely possible. I believe her burner account is Bixen29.
No, oh my God. Kidding. Do not make any rumors, Bix. We're sorry.
Just kidding, Bix.
Just kidding, Bix. Anyway, so needless to say, I lost my shit and I'm still kind of losing it. I'm glad you also got a shout out because, hell, this podcast is not just me. It is very much you as well.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Like, I got the birthday song on the Kellyoke after party.
That's true. And
I flew high on that for a couple of days. So even if she had only mentioned you, I would have been so excited for you and so happy for you because friends support friends when good things happen. So
thank you.
I thought that was really awesome.
So yeah, thanks guys for spamming the comments with my name.
Yes,
spamming Pam. I appreciate it.
That's what I was gonna say was shout out to all of the fantastic listeners of the podcast for jumping in there. We saw a lot of people, and I wish I could remember every single person who did it. Like there were a couple of different people that I saw that said, you know, hey, Kelly, when are you going to be on Miss Into Podcast? And we love you guys for that. We love that you do that and you ask those questions because obviously, you know, we will love to have Kelly on the show and hopefully it'll happen sometime soon. And we're going to talk about that here in just a second. But I loved how many people were just so much like cheering for Pam and excited for Pam and like posting her name. In fact, I went back and took screenshots of the chat in Instagram because at one point, I mean, it was filling up because again, I was watching on both my phone and then I also had it up on like a computer monitor. And so I could see a lot more of the chat all at once on the computer. And it was just, oh my God, Pam, 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 like just all down the line. And I was like, you guys are the best. Look at what you're doing.
Oh so, my God, guys. I was like shaking and like just so excited. And like, I'm professional, I promise. If Kelly's ever on, I swear I'm professional. This was just like not expected. So I was like, ah, like it's as if like Meryl Streep was going on a Instagram live and just randomly shouted out Kelly Clarkson. I'm sure she'd be losing her shit as well.
Absolutely. Speaking of losing our shit, so we're officially going to have to put the explicit tag on this week's episode.
It's fine.
But there was another moment, and I want to go back and like replay a very small snippet of that same Instagram clip of Kelly in the midst of shouting out Pam.
Weren't they at Belasco?
Yeah,
they interviewed the band. I just heard of that. Might be seeing you.
Did you hear what she said?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
We texted each other immediately after in just caps. What does that mean?
I mean, I don't want to get like Taylor Swift conspiracy theory here, but what you talking about, Clarkson? What does that mean?
Yo, hit us up.
You got something to share with the class? Because the class would like to know.
Yeah. Also, fun fact. So Kelly kind of dropped our little surprise.
I forgot about that part.
So Kelly's like, yeah, they like you to interview the band. So okay, we're not going to go into detail, we won't say ever, but basically what had happened was the day after the Belasco, you may have seen us do our Instagram live and we teased that we had an appointment. Well, our appointment is we went back to the Belasco because they were doing something there and we got to interview most of the band.
Yeah
And Kelly was about 25 feet in front of us, but we did not speak with her. So
yeah, because we were not invited to speak with her, and not saying that in a way that's like, you know, she's, you know, some sort of unattainable purchase. Yeah, it was just that was not what we were there for. We were not there to like, you know, find her and, you know, seek her out. We were there we were there as guests of Kelly, and we were there to observe everything that was going on at the Belasco, and we promise we're going to talk more about that in the future. Quite honestly, we are not allowed to talk about some of the stuff that we saw and some of the stuff that we discussed with the band members until the album comes out, because we got to see and be a part of things that are still under wraps. So trust us when we say we're not gatekeeping here. We're simply honoring an agreement that we had with Kelly and her people that we would not discuss some of the things that we saw and did until everything is released. But suffice to say, we got to spend several hours back at the Belasco. We talked to several members of the band, and we are going to be sharing those interviews with you guys after the album comes out. We've got a whole series that we're working on, and these are some of my favorite episodes, I think, that we're going to have, because we really got to have some fun interviews. And, you know, we've gotten to talk with several of these band members before, but not like together. Like we sat down in person, like across the table from these people, and we got to talk with them and like have them interact together. So it was a really, really cool experience, and we can't wait to share it with you guys. We just have to wait until the album gets a little closer, actually releases.
Yeah. So those interviews will likely we're still kind of figuring out our schedule, but that will likely be the bulk of our July content. So
yeah,
it'll be here before you know it. Honestly, you know, we're getting the new album in what, like a month from now. I think it's actually, by the time this comes out, it's going to be exactly 1 month. So
yeah.
So yeah, well, it's going to be coming soon. But anyway, so yeah, Kelly dropped that little, we were keeping a surprise and she, I guess, didn't realize it was a surprise. So it's fine.
Which is it's okay.
Fine. That's totally Kelly's fine. Allowed, Kelly's allowed to drop our surprise. That's kind of the cool thing about it.
Yeah. If there's anybody that we're going to be okay with spoiling the surprise, it's her. So yeah. Thanks for that.
anyway.
And then anything else? Well, some more about the Instagram live. That's where we were talking about earlier.
I kind of blacked out after that happened. Yeah, so I don't know.
Pam was worthless after that. She did talk a little bit more about the writing process for the new song. And one of the things that a lot of people have been latching onto is the fact that Carly Rae Jepsen is credited as a writer on Favorite Kind of High. And I don't want to say that like Kelly wanted to like clear the air or like clarify some things, but a lot of people were saying, oh, Carly Rae's got writing credits on this song. That turned into Carly Rae Jepsen wrote the new Kelly Clarkson song. And so that was spreading all over Twitter and social media. Kelly kind of did a good job of clarifying, like, look, Carly Rae and I have met once like years and years ago, and we weren't in this, like, we weren't sitting in the same room when this happened. And I'm going to need some clarification on this because even I don't know exactly what she means. But Kelly said that Carly Rae Jepsen wrote on the track of the song, but that Kelly herself wrote the melody and the lyrics. So I don't 100% know the difference of somebody writing on a track versus somebody writing, you know, lyrics. So that I'm sure has all been worked out with lawyers and, you know, people who, you know, the people that decide credit and royalties and that sort of thing. That's all been figured out already. But suffice to say, Kelly Clarkson wrote this song, and with assistance by Carly Rae Jepsen. Although some of the things that I've seen online, it's like Carly Rae Jepsen gets the top billing on the song. And then it's like Carly Rae Jepsen, Jesse Shatkin, Kelly Clarkson.
I saw something online, and this is like specifically Spotify, I think. I saw something that was like Spotify lists them in alphabetical order by first name.
Okay.
That's what I read, and I don't know. I really didn't do my research on that, but someone said that. And
that would make like, sense then.
Yeah, because okay. C, and then J, and then K, it would yep. work. So
yeah, because Jesse Shatkin's worked with Carly Rae Jepsen in the past before, so chances are the two of them were kind of knocking around some stuff that ultimately ended up becoming yeah. this particular song. So that was good to hear that kind of stuff. Some of the other things, and we're going to kind of blend into some topics that she talked about because like Pam said, you know, yeah, there were some different things that she talked about on the different lives. But like I said, I think the Instagram live is really the best of them.
Yeah.
The Twitter spaces was actually pretty good as well. I don't even know. Yeah. Is there a way to go back and listen to those, or were those like,
so
did somebody cap it?
I'm pretty sure our friend Seth, if you follow him on Twitter or YouTube at the Casey Vault, he uploaded, I think, the Twitter and the TikTok ones onto his YouTube account. So just if you miss them and they're not up, just go to his YouTube. The Instagram one is up on Kelly's page, but the others, I believe Seth has uploaded.
If not, you know, do a search around. Maybe somebody else might have capped them and has them, but the Twitter Spaces one was pretty interesting as well. But I, for my money, for the parts that I hadn't also blacked out like Pam, the Instagram live was really the one that had a lot of really good information. There was nobody trying to put sombreros on Kelly, so it was a little more focused.
Yes.
But a lot of really good questions from fans. I know there was a lot of people, you know, throwing stuff out about you know, the move to New York. And, you know, a lot of people were throwing out the B word, Broadway, at her. She was, you know, I think she's, look, you're kidding yourself if you don't think that Kelly is not going to eventually do something
yeah.
with Broadway, whether it be a limited run in a show, or maybe she actually, you know, kicks off a new show or a revival of a show. Or if she even does something kind of like what the Jonas Brothers did recently, where they did, you know, several nights at a Broadway theater and just did concerts. She's going to do something Broadway related when she's in New York. It's just a matter of if or when, not if. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people were asking about Broadway, and she was just, I don't want to say she was dismissing it, but she was like, oh, yeah, Broadway, that'd be cool. You know, how Kelly does.
Right.
So I think that that's, you know, something that we can look forward to. But she was definitely being very coy about something like that.
Yeah. And another thing I want to talk about very briefly, because no one's talking about this, is, you know, a lot of people have been asking, like, what the footage, like the Belasco footage and some other stuff, like, what are they releasing? And she was a little vague about it. She was just like, you'll get some content soon. And they were like, they're still figuring out what to do with it. And she dropped the word. I think this might have been on, I don't remember if this was on, this might have been Twitter. The word documentary.
Yeah.
She dropped it, but she didn't explain it. And no one really caught on.
Yeah. And, you know, the more I think about it, the more that kind of makes sense for something a little more documentary based, because we were outside of the theater before the show, and producer Andy and his crew were running around, and he was talking to a lot of people on camera and getting people to, you know, in addition to saying happy birthday to Kelly, you know, talking about, you know, what they were excited about for the new album and just, you know, talking about them in general. He had us like recreate our first meeting on camera, which was kind of cute. So who knows if this does end up being kind of like a documentary thing, we might be a part of it, which would be super, super cool.
Dude.
Pam's going to get that long awaited IMDb credit.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. I'm going to have my 15 minutes of fame. 15
That's
seconds,
right.
15 seconds of fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that they've got a lot of footage. You know, does that mean that they're, you know, maybe going to shoot some footage in Vegas? Who knows? You know, there was additional stuff shot the day after the Belasco. Who knows if that's going to be a part of it? We don't really know. So, you know, there's still a lot of question marks that I think it's still a project that's in progress. So I think even they don't quite know exactly what they're going to end up doing with it, because it's still pretty fluid. But nonetheless, you know, she said documentary. And while we can't necessarily bank on absolutely every single thing that Kelly Clarkson says, because we've also heard that a lot with, hey, this song's going to be on my next album, and then it never ends up, you know, materializing whatsoever.
Yep.
So take it as, you know, gospel coming from Kelly that they are working on something, but don't be surprised if nothing comes of it. So
yeah,
don't really mean to rain on anyone's parade when it comes to what happens to the footage, but that's what it is.
And it's, you know, if it actually does turn into something, it's probably not going to be something we're getting, like, you know, in 3 months from now. It's going to take, these things take a really, really long time to put together. So
yeah,
we'll see. I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up because, like, I was surprised when I heard that. I don't remember which one it was. I think it was Twitter. She mentioned it. I can't remember. It was one of them, but I want to say it was Twitter. And I'm like, whoa, that's a big word. That's a big word. And
yeah,
I haven't seen anyone like discuss it. So
yeah, she's never really done anything. I mean, the Behind Hazel Eyes is sort of a,
it was a documentary, but it was a, you know, she'd been in the business for 2 years. So it's a little like, how much can you document?
And it was a little staged. I mean, it was a little behind the scenes-y. So, I mean, I think this is going to be a lot more true to life than what the Behind Hazel Eyes DVD was, because this is, you know, obviously Kelly is a grown working adult doing many different things.
Yeah.
We did have some news in this past week that I think, you know, quietly behind the scenes, at least Pam and I, you know, we kind of thought we saw coming. We sort of alluded to it in previous episodes when we were wondering out loud what the future of everybody was going to be with my band, Y'all. And that was earlier this week. We got official confirmation that Kyle Whalum, a friend of the podcast, is going to be stepping aside from my band, Y'all, when they make the move to New York. He has himself pretty well entrenched in Los Angeles. His family is very comfortable here. He's got special needs kids that have found really great schools, and he and his wife bought a house in LA recently. So he did make the announcement official on Instagram, and I think he had to wait until they were absolutely sure that they were not going to be filming any more episodes this season, because I think I'm sure he was going to wait till the end of the season in general, but once they knew for sure that they were done filming, he did make it official that he is not going to be staying with the band. Now, he did not say that, like, he's never going to perform with Kelly again, because I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he could be still the the touring bassist for Kelly when she goes, if she, you know, goes out and plays shows.
Yeah.
We don't know, I think, the official status for Vegas. Is that right, Pam?
I don't know if we do, but I think I could be wrong, but I think Katie and Kelly do overlap a bit. And it's
yeah,
not like
we,
they can
we talked about that.
And they can't rotate out like a bass player like mid 10 shows. You know what I mean? Like they have to stick yeah. with that. So, but you know, the cool and hard thing about you know, touring life and gig life is that like sometimes you aren't working, but that it invites you for more opportunities. So I'm hoping that, you know, at some point in the future, the stars align where, you know, Kelly's in need of a bass player and Kyle happens to be free and it just works out. He is so talented. He is such a nice guy. And we wish yeah. nothing but the best for Kyle. And we, you know, we hope to see him down the road at some point, whether it's at a Kelly show. I don't know if I happen to ever see Katy Perry or whatever that might be. You know, we're wishing him all the best and we hope to see him again soon. And yeah, I guess they're going to have a new bass player for at least the talk show in New York. No official word on like who that's going to be yet. But yeah, I have a feeling that post was made because he's probably not doing Vegas, which is a major bummer. But again, it wasn't a huge surprise because I know he did like post that he just bought a house there like a couple months yeah. ago. So like it makes sense. So just a bummer. But as I said, we wish him all the best. We love you, Kyle.
Yeah, just to echo what Pam said, I mean, Kyle is truly one of the nicest people. Kelly, we've said this a million times, Kelly surrounds herself with the best people. And Kyle is one of those people. He's been so kind to our show in being able to join us. I know Pam and he had an interaction when you went to the season 4 premiere week.
Yeah, in New York.
You got
yeah.
to chat for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, we did get a chance to chat with Kyle at the Belasco. And so we will have one more conversation with Kyle Whalum here on Miss Into Podcast, at least one more. We're not, you know, saying we'll never speak with him ever again, but we did get to have another conversation with him that you're going to get to hear. So we're excited for you guys to hear that. And so, yeah, he just really is one of the nicest guys, you know, even on social media, interacts with us from time to time.
Oh my God, yeah, and it was the sweetest. He wished me a happy birthday. I was like, Kyle, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
You know, he just is really one of the real ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, we wish him nothing but the best. He's just been the best to us. And, you know, we hope nothing but good things for he and his family because they are truly, truly some really wonderful people. So bummed for everybody else. But you know what? I'm sure that whomever fills in for the low end of my band, y'all, is definitely going to be equally as great as Kyle. And can't wait to meet the next bassist of my band, y'all. And a couple more little revelations that we got out of the various lives that Kelly did. She did talk about The Voice a bit. And, you know, from the sounds of it, Pam, because we already know that she's not going to be a part of the next season. That was revealed over the course of the last week. We know that Reba McEntire is coming into The Voice. And is it Gwen Stefani's coming back? Was that the other one?
I believe it's Reba, Gwen, and then Niall, and I think John Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, Blake Shelton, this is his last season, so he's almost done. And then Kelly is obviously done with The Voice. And it's going to be interesting to see because The Voice is filmed in L.A. Kelly's moving out to New York. We've heard rumors that they would maybe like to move The Voice out to the East Coast. Who knows? We know no additional information, especially when it comes to The Voice. So there is a chance, I suppose, that Kelly could come back to the show, but she did definitely make it sound like, cause she was saying very nice things about everybody that works on The Voice, kind of calls it, you know, another family for her. It did sound a little bit like she was saying goodbye to The Voice.
It did. Not like, yeah, I'll be back in a bit. You know, it was more like this has been an awesome thing I've been able to do. And it did kind of sound like the unofficial goodbye.
Because I think when she took the season off last time, I think we knew early on that she was just going to take a season off, or, you know, because she was going to do American Song Contest. I mean, I think we kind of like we didn't really think about like, oh, that was the last time we're going to see Kelly on The Voice. It was just, oh, she's going to take a season off.
Yeah.
And so, but this just, the way that she presented it on the lives, it just had this air of like, yeah, that's it.
I think if it does move to New York at some point in the future and it just like happens to be like at a time where she has the bandwidth to do it, I wouldn't say I would be surprised if she ever goes back, but I don't necessarily see it happening like immediately, you know, in the next, I think it's a matter of like, you know, maybe down the line, like, you know, like Gwen comes back sporadically, like,
yeah,
like Kelly may come back sporadically. I don't know. But you know, whatever.
And it's been a couple of seasons since John Legend's been there.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, as it's no secret, Jeremy and I don't love The Voice. We're very happy if she loves it, but we don't really watch it too often. So I am not super bummed about this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so whatever. As long as it's what she wants, that's really what I respect and care about. So yeah, we don't know, but it really did seem like it was like a see ya, bye guys, you know, sort of situation.
And we obviously this season is not wrapped up yet, so we don't know what it's going to look like. I mean, they don't generally, I mean, outside of Blake Shelton leaving, I mean, they really don't make a big deal when a coach leaves and doesn't come back. And this season has been all about the fact that Blake is leaving. And so I think even if this is Kelly's last season, they're not going to make a big meal out of it because it's been all about Blake all season.
Yeah.
And they're certainly not going to steal any of his thunder, especially, you know, on the finale or anything. So I think if this is Kelly's last season with The Voice, it's going to go out very quietly. And, you know, they're going to give all the attention to Blake since he's been, you know, sort of the linchpin of that show since the beginning.
Yep.
Some other things that we got out of the lives. Kelly mentioned Lighthouse and Magic as a couple of her favorite songs that she really likes. Of course, Lighthouse she wrote with Aben. She also sort of was a little coy about whether or not we were going to be getting some more stuff from the album early. You know, she is so cryptic sometimes. And then other times she like full on stops herself from saying something too much because she knows that she's going to give up a secret. So who knows what that means? I have a feeling that we are going to get some more content from the album, whether that's in the way of song snippets or maybe we get full on songs. Maybe we get more stuff from the live show from her birthday. Who knows? But we have to stay tuned for that, obviously. We've still got roughly a month or so until the album comes out.
Yep.
She also mentioned that Down to You was the very first song that was written for the album. So you think about that, that's going to be pretty old. That's an older song for her because this album has essentially been in the works for about 3 years now. So at least we, you know, kind of getting a timeline a bit. I always like to know, you know, the order in which some songs for albums are created. So at least now we know, thanks to her lives the other day, that Down to You was the very first song that was written for the album. She definitely has a soft spot for Lighthouse, though, because I think at one point she called it a very therapeutic song for her.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it might be one of the sadder songs. I mean, obviously we've heard it, and it is a very touching and moving song, but I want to really be able to hear the album version and be able to sit with it for a while. And not just base everything we know off of the one live performance that we got.
Yeah, that's probably the one I'm most excited to hear. That and Red Flag Collector. But Lighthouse, I just was like so moved by it when we saw it live that I'm just like aching to hear it. Like I have to mentally prepare myself to be like ready for the feels. But man, I want to hear it.
Yeah, for sure. And then the last thing that I wrote down is that she mentioned a couple of times in I think a couple of the lives about moving out to New York and just wanting to be closer to her family. I believe her parents or her mom lives in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So obviously she wants to be on the East Coast, much closer to her. And I don't know what this means for Montana. I mean, maybe Montana visits and trips out to the ranch are going to be a little fewer and farther between because that's going to be a bigger commute now for her. But maybe it's going to be good. Maybe it'll be nice to, you know, live the city life of New York and then be able to get out to the quiet and the calm of Montana every once in a while. But yeah, she definitely, I can tell. I mean, she even said, like, look, LA is not my vibe. Like, this is just not my kind of city. You know, she believes that New York is going to be much more her speed, and more power to her, man. Don't a lot of celebrities like living in New York because they can literally walk around?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody just ignores them. Like, yeah. Nobody cares who you are.
And it's so easy to get everywhere. Like, it's so easy to get everywhere. That's, like, just going to be so cool. Like, I'm just, like, happy for the whole, anyone who's moving over there, because, like, you can just, like, you know, hop on over and be somewhere in 15 minutes. You don't have to drive anywhere. It's great.
Yeah. And then one last thing before we start talking about the new single, and that is Kelly did officially, well, I mean, I don't know if Kelly did, it was Barnes & Noble that did it, but we've been seeing the rumor about a Barnes & Noble in-store that was going to be happening on the day of the album release.
Yep.
That did get official this past week. They were selling spots for people to get strictly vinyl signed. And then there was strictly CDs signed, and then there was CDs and vinyl to get signed. And it, as of, I think, yesterday, today again is Saturday that we're recording this, but as of Friday, I think everything has sold out.
Yeah, she mentioned it in one of the lives. I can't remember which one. She mentioned it. And,
yeah, so maybe that was the catalyst to get it sold out.
I think it was. And yeah, I actually just checked about 2 minutes ago, and it is all sold out. I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe added more spots last minute. But yeah, yikes. It's sold out real fast. So that's going to be...
Did you get a spot?
I did.
Yay! That's my girl.
I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're there, please say hi. I will be there. And yeah, and I guess one other. Oh, I also don't know if it's the Barnes & Noble exclusive, because I realized that on their website they sell the Barnes & Noble exclusive vinyl and the regular one, and I really hope it's the Barnes & Noble one, because I did not order that one yet.
I have a feeling that in store they're going to do the tan, translucent Barnes & Noble exclusive.
I hope so.
Yeah.
One last thing, actually, that we missed is that it had been previously announced that Kelly was doing this thing called Talk Shop Live. Which is, I've kind of seen it once. It's basically like the celebrity will go on, it's kind of like a live stream. There's video, and it's like an opportunity to like buy the album or product, whatever they're selling within the app as they do it live. I think that's how it works.
Is it like QVC on an app?
Kinda, yeah. It's kind of like that. It was originally supposed to happen on June 23rd, the day the album comes out, and Talk Shop Live had promoted that. And then I just saw, I think Kelly sent out an email recently, like the newsletter or whatever, and it's now going to be like this week. So I think it's on Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah.
I will not be able to watch it, which I'm really bummed about.
I'll watch.
Okay. I hope it gets saved somewhere. Seth, if you're listening, can you record it? Because I will be at work and I cannot watch it that day.
We have all these like various bat signals that we have to put out. Like there's a Rob bat signal, there's a Seth bat signal.
Exactly. So anyway, so that should be interesting. So if you haven't pre-ordered the album yet and you want to, you can, I believe, do it on this Talk Shop Live thing. That's pretty much the incentive is for people to order the album. So if you haven't done it, I don't think it's going to be any, like, I don't think it's like a specific kind. Like it's not like it's like a Talk Shop Live specific album. I just think it's probably like, we need to move some more copies. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
All right, it's time to now talk about the main reason that we're here for today's episode, and that is the brand newly released Kelly Clarkson song, Favorite Kind of High, was released just this past Friday. It's from the upcoming album Chemistry. And, Pam, this is the bop that I think everyone was waiting for.
Yes, we needed it. And I know I said this a few minutes ago, like when I was at the Belasco, I really liked it, but it wasn't something that necessarily stuck with me. But hearing it, because also like it's hard when you go see a show live and you don't know the song. It's not most like I didn't like know what this sounded like at, you know, 2 hours after the show. I had no memory of it along with most of the songs. So hearing it again was kind of like a brand new experience. And I was like, oh my God, this is so much fun. We really needed it. And it's going to be like, it's like the perfect kickoff to summer. It really is.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, oh my gosh, Kelly's already released the song of the summer, which, you know, that's a pretty fierce competition. I don't know if necessarily the song of the summer would could come out this early, but maybe. I hope that, you know, people and fans latch on to it. It's such a fun song because knowing full well that there is a lot of heavy content on the new album, this is a very hopeful, happy song. And if you watched the live video that also accompanied the release of the song, she talks a little bit about how, you know, this is all about that moment when you first sort of meet somebody and you kind of become intoxicated by them and you want to be around them all the time. And you know, you just can't get close enough together. And trust me, at the show, she talked in much greater Kelly-esque rambling length about this. But of course, for the video, they like shrunk it down and kept it pretty brief for the introduction. But suffice to say, she really, this song nails the feeling of a brand new relationship, especially when you first meet somebody that you're really like into and you just find yourself being completely consumed by the thought of them all the time.
Yeah. And I like that she said, you know, and she said in the video that, and she said in previous interviews that this album is not going to be like the divorce album. It's going to have like an entire arc of stuff that goes on. And yeah. I think this is a great representation of the happy side and like not invalidating, even though as things end badly, not, you know, invalidating. Is that a word? Yeah, sure. We'll say it is. Okay. Anything good that did happen during it. So I think it's a nice positive message where you also like don't have to think too much, which is really nice. Sometimes you need music where you're just like, I just want to listen and enjoy it and not have to overanalyze anything or get too deep and too personal. Trust me, I love those songs. But sometimes you need something just light and fluffy, and this is just perfect. And yeah. Going back to watch the Belasco video now that I'm familiar with the song, I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was like back in that crowd now singing along to it. Because it was so different for us because we're just like, here's a performance, here's a song we don't know. And now I'm like, oh man, this is so much fun. And like, I can't wait for Vegas. I hope that she plays. I mean, I'm sure she will, but I hope she plays this at one of the shows we go to. So we can just like jam out to it and sing along and jump and dance. And it's just so much fun.
When I was first listening to this, to the song, I wrote down that it's 2 minutes and 55 seconds of pure pop joy.
Yeah.
The song just doesn't let up the whole time. It's got such a great driving beat. I love the guitars in the beginning of it. And I really just, I mean, I went back and reread the lyrics to this song and it so perfectly describes how it feels when you see that person in your life that you just fall head over heels for almost on sight. And I'm like, God, you know, I wish I could emote my feelings and my thoughts like this, because this is exactly how I would feel. And I played this song for a couple of different people and they all agreed, you know, they said, this sounds like, you know, Kelly Clarkson of old, so to speak, you know. And I think what they mean is like, you know, stronger breakaway era Kelly Clarkson with coming with the big anthems, the big bops. And it's just such a good song. And we've already been talking about this for, you know, 5 minutes or so. And we have not mentioned at all the most iconic moment of this entire song. And that is 2 minutes into the song when she gets to that bridge.
Is that a whistle note?
I don't know if it's quite a whistle note, but you know, she does not go and do any sort of like vocal gymnastics or any sort of like overly dramatic notes a lot on record. I mean, every once in a while she'll sneak something in, but this is like with her whole chest being like, watch me hit this note and then carry it higher.
The feel high. Oh my God, Kelly Clarkson, what are you doing? It's so, she's like not human.
Yeah.
Like if you watch the Belasco video, she's just like, okay, take my ear out, my little in ear, and then just wail. And I'm like, oh my God, like who are you? She does it like it's no, but like it's no big deal. No big deal.
When I tell you that the video doesn't do it justice, when she did those notes, the group around me, we all turned and looked at each other like, did that just happen? Like, did anybody else just catch what just happened? Like, those are not notes that she normally lingers on in her songs. I mean, her songs are usually pretty straightforward. Every once in a while, you know, she'll have a cool run in a song or something, but very rarely does she kind of stop the whole train and just be like, this part is just going to be me hitting this note. And when I tell you that, like, I just put my hands in the air when she did that at the show, and then to hear it again on the album, it's just, oh my God, it was so good. That's just, it's kind of what I have been wanting her to do on record for a long time, because we all know how incredible of a singer she is and how great of a range she has. But it always seems like she keeps it. I don't want to say she doesn't play it safe. I'm not trying to say that, but she kind of keeps it, you know, kind of keeps it packaged in when she puts a song out. And I'm thinking to myself, every once in a while, I want her to just show how incredible of a singer she really is, how she can really hit these crazy notes. I want her to do that on some of these albums, because I know it's probably not something she wants to do a lot, because when it comes time to perform these songs in concert, you know, she's going to have to either change the note or she's going to have to hold back. It's kind of like what we've seen from, you know, some of her bigger hits that have got some of these big long notes. She has to rein it in a little bit in concert, because she can like go 100% in the studio because they can do it over and over again and work it out. But, you know, sometimes it's after you've been performing a concert for 45 minutes already, it's hard to hit those notes. So I was just so excited to hear her do that on record again, because that's the singer that I fell in love with, is the one that can hit these kinds of notes that people in drunken karaoke bars are going to attempt for the next 20 years.
Just no one is doing that in pop music right now, or really in general. So it's just like, can you imagine hearing that on the radio? I feel like people would just be like, what did I just hear? And like, I want to, you know, something that Kelly actually said in one of the lives that she did is, because we're also getting, this is coming out on Tuesday, I believe Friday, we're getting the David Guetta remix of it.
Yeah, which we haven't even mentioned yet.
Which is a remix I'm actually looking forward to, you know, like, I'm not the biggest remix fan, but this one I'm actually like, oh, it's like a very credible, big producer. And this is really what I wanted. I wanted like one hit, whether it was like him or like Zed or any of those, like whatever.
This is a top tier, like
top tier DJ
artist that's remixing one of Kelly's songs.
So Kelly even said, I hope that they take this to radio for like clubs and stuff. So like, I don't even know if she knows like what the radio campaign is, but like, I really hope, and I don't know if you have any insight on this just with your job, are there any talks of bringing this to like dance or top 40?
I don't know. I can double check with my people at the top 40 station in my building whether or not they're going to get service this song. Everything that I've seen, they're still moving forward with Mine. Mine was only worked to Hot AC Radio, which is, like I've said in the past, it's kind of like diet top 40. And that song is still, you know, on a slow climb. It looks like, at least as of this week, it looks like Mine is sort of showing signs of plateauing, kind of in the mid top 20 range.
Yeah.
So I don't know if, you know, if the song has much more gas in the tank, or if they're going to, you know, just sort of ride it out until the album comes out. But at the same time, and I don't know, I'm going to try to be careful with how much I say here, I think that I don't want to necessarily say that Favorite Kind of High was originally planned to come out early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that a lot of things have happened recently that have sort of forced the hand to do some different clever promotion for the album, just because it is still so far out, that they didn't want the idea that the album is coming out to sort of fade away and for people to forget about it. And usually you can keep that top of mind with people by doing things like television appearances and interviews. And with the writer strike going on, there's none of that available right now.
And Kelly mentioned that in one of her things that she, like, I think she said that she wanted to do something on The Voice, but then she was going to be sticking and standing up with the writer. So And she said she only is coming to The Voice for her artists, which I thought was an interesting thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that there is a decent chance that Favorite Kind of High was released in reaction to, in part, to the writer's strike because they wanted to do, because I think they wanted to do a little something extra to promote the album when they couldn't do it on television or in interviews and stuff. Because you can, I mean, radio and Spotify and Apple Music interviews, like interviews can only take you so far. Like, I mean, you kind of need TV as well when you're doing a promotional campaign for something. And when you don't have that, you've got to go to other avenues, and there's nothing better to get fans and casuals, you know, excited about a new album coming out than pushing out one more song and saying, here's another sample and here's a little something different from the album to sort of showcase the different styles that are on this album. Because let's be honest, Mine and Me, while not sonically exactly the same, I mean, they sort of are both down-tempo sort of ballady songs. And Kelly is very well known for her upbeat content and her upbeat material. So why not put something else upbeat out there and say, look, this album runs the gamut. It goes both, you know, both directions. So that's my hypothesis as to why this song is out there. Huh. I don't know if it's necessarily going to get worked to radio. I wouldn't mind if it did, especially when it comes to top 40 radio, which wasn't even served the first song. So why not?
Yeah, I hope so. So yeah, try to do some digging there if you can.
You bet. I will dig and I will keep you posted.
Yeah. Overall, I love this song. It's such a fun, positive light right now in my life. I love it. I definitely heard some comparisons in my, like, myself just thinking, like, I think a lot of the programming that went into it and a lot of the sound effects. See, now I know what programming is. Thank you, Rachel.
Yeah.
I didn't before. I'm slowly learning about post-production. it's a lot, very similar to the Piece by Piece album for me. A lot of this similar, like this song in particular, I feel like could have fit sonically on that album. This is very similar to Dance With Me, but I think this is a lot better. I'm sorry, Jeremy. I think this is a lot better.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hot take. I know. I also just want to give a shout out to Jason, who I think did an incredible job. He did not produce the track, but he did some of the vocal producing, I believe, on this song. Oh my God, Jason, you did an incredible job, especially that high note. Like, damn, that's so good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, look, this is pop Kelly Clarkson that we know and love, and we haven't heard this kind of pop Kelly since probably Love So Soft and Whole Lotta Woman. I mean, those kinds of songs off of the last album. So the fact that she's back and, you know, she's got some big pop bangers, and there are others on this album. And we've obviously heard all the songs, albeit in a live setting, but we've heard them. And we know that there's more coming, but there's just, I mean, I think that this could be the, like, big, I mean, Down to You is another good one that people, I think, are really going to like.
I think in terms of, like, commercial, it's going to be, I think it would be one of those two.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of fan songs, though, I mean, guys, Red Flag Collector. Woo!
Yeah.
Y'all are in for a treat.
And I hope, man, I hope some of these songs catch on, and I hope that, you know, we get, you know, big pop sounds from Kelly back on the radio. And I know it sounds like we're not getting any videos, but, you know, hopefully the stuff from the Belasco is released, you know, kind of like what they've done here with Favorite Kind of High. And we, you know, we kind of have only touched a little bit on the video of it, but I want to talk a little bit about the performance video, because that is a different sound for the song altogether, because when Kelly goes into the studio, 98% of the time, all of the vocals on a song are her. And obviously she can't do that when she does a live performance. And so the performance that you saw from the Belasco Theater, that is the audio, that is the sounds from the show. So you're seeing a different sort of arrangement of the song a little bit, because now you've got specifically Jesse in the background vocals, like having to match Kelly's voice, having to kind of pick up some of the lyrics where, you know, Kelly's overlap with each other. I was so impressed by the arrangement that they made for this song. And just, I mean, shout out to Jesse Collins this performance, because she, I mean, there were several times during that show, and I think I mentioned it during our wrap-up episode afterwards, that Jesse really, really shines in these performances, specifically for the songs on this album.
Yeah. And I'm so glad, like, whoever did the video editing on this, there's one point. I mean, you see everyone in the band at some point, but there's one point where there is a really big note that's hit by Jesse, mm-hmm. and it, like, zooms in on her. And I'm like, good. I'm glad that they are giving her flowers, because she sounds so good. And so do the other background singers.
Absolutely.
But, oh, my God. It was really cool to see it recreated. It kind of what Jeremy said, like, because obviously Kelly can't do everything when it's live. So it was very cool to see, like, who was able to, like, step in and do certain parts.
Yeah.
It was very cool. I loved it. And it was such just the whole performance was just such good energy,
mm-hmm.
for a crowd who was like, what the hell is this? I don't know what this is. And, like, fast forward to a couple months in Vegas when people are familiar with it. Like, I am so excited to just sing along with everyone to this song. Like, it's just going to be such a fun vibe. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And also, you know, shout out to Lester Estelle on the drums,
yeah.
in the live performance, because there's just something about a live performance. It feels like Lester just hits those drums a little bit harder.
Because it's such a heavy beat song.
Yeah.
And
yes.
That's like one of the most prominent things in the song. So he needed to just wail on that, and he killed it.
Yeah. So it just was such a great performance. I think I've watched the video about as many times as I've actually listened to the song itself. I think I go kind of back and forth watching and listening to each performance, because they are in their own ways a little bit different, and they just are both just so, so good. I love it so much.
I actually saw, I think it was Garrett, our friend, he messaged us and was like, what's the best place to be streaming and everything? I mean, listen, they're all the platforms are all important for streaming. In my opinion, I think the two places that is important, because you actually see the numbers, is Spotify and YouTube.
Yeah.
Because you actually see the play counts and the numbers. So that's my opinion. But, like, if you use a different, because I've seen a couple people also, like, posting, like, Spotify rules of streaming, and just that's my two cents. So if you want to keep giving Kelly her flowers and just keep streaming and buying, I guess people still buy on iTunes. So that's still a thing. And she's been doing pretty well. I think I saw she's in, like, the top 5, I think, on the U.S. pop chart on iTunes. And I think in the top 20 on the overall songs.
And that's as of recording.
And that's today. This is Saturday we're doing this. So who knows what Tuesday is going to be like when this is out. So, yeah. So just, like, keep listening. Whatever you can, whatever means you have to listen, keep doing it.
All right, so that was a lot of information for one episode that we thought we were just going to be talking about the new song, and turns out there was a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about. Thank you so much for listening this week. And again, I can't thank you guys all enough for the love that you showed the podcast in the lives. It really does mean so much to us. And we've had a couple of people reach out about Vegas and what's coming for our live show that we're going to be doing in Vegas. We promise we are working on the details. It's nothing that you're going to have to plan too much for. Just know that if you're going to be in Las Vegas, we are going to be there doing a live show on the Saturday of opening weekend. So that's July 29th, probably around noon local time in Las Vegas. So if you're still booking flights or looking at flights, trying to make sure that you get in time for us to do the live episode, that's roughly around the time that we're going to do it. We're still working on trying to find a venue to do it. We want to make sure that we have enough room for everybody that wants to come, because we've had a nice grouping of people that said that they want to come and watch a live version of the podcast. So just know that we are still working on that behind the scenes. We will try to let you know in as much time as possible so that you can plan around it, but just plan for Saturday, July 29th, around noon, TBD location.
Yes. So we will try to have that info for you guys soon. We promise.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening today, as always. You can, if you feel so inclined, leave us a rating on the Spotify app. We would appreciate it. And same thing goes on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a rating and review there if you haven't done so already. We're going to be back next week, I believe, with the mailbag episode, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
All right. We got a nice mailbag. And keep streaming Favorite Kind of High. And anyway, I think that about wraps it up. We'll talk to you soon.
1 month to chemistry, guys. See ya. Woo-hoo.
Bye.
You've been listening to Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson fan podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Continue the conversation by following the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Miss Indy Podcast. Send us your questions and comments to missindypodcast@gmail.com.